not woke. Make that clear. Awake, not woke.
Hello and welcome, initiates, to another episode of the Awake Not Woke podcast. As always, my name is Sarah, and this is episode 43. We are going to be talking about aliens, or as Demi Lovato insists, extraterrestrials. All kinds of different aliens. This is not going to be a comment on what is true or real or whatever. We are just talking about all different types of theories and all that. So stay tuned for aliens and ETs and UFO content. But make sure you follow us on Instagram at Awake Not Woke Podcast. Hit us up in the DMs if you ever have any questions or comments. And just follow us there. And we're posting cool stuff. We're sharing thoughts and whatnot. And it would be cool if you followed that. We also have a website, awakenotwokepodcast.com, with a contact page. So if you don't do social media and you want to email us, you can go to that page and hit us up through there. And make sure, if you have an iPhone, it would be really awesome if you left us a review on Apple Podcasts. Spotify also has reviews now, actually. So everybody leave a review on either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever app you're using. And while you're in there, leaving that review, a nice one, hopefully, make sure you subscribe so you get notified when episodes come out on Sundays at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, you're listening every week, and you are finding value from the podcast for whatever amount, education, entertainment, you just like to listen to us for whatever reason, maybe you put a number on that value and you donate back to us through our value for value model. We have an Etsy shop for right now. You can go check that out in the show notes. We accept donations, and we also have choose your own price for some mugs, t-shirts, hats, cool stuff there. So go check the Etsy shop out for now. And my co-host Chas also has an amazing Etsy store. It is 5D Impressions Shop on Etsy, and she makes hand stamped jewelry and lots of cool apparel and stuff. So check her out on Etsy as well. All that's in the show notes. And yeah, I think that is everything. So let's get on to aliens on this episode of the Awake Not Woke podcast with your host, myself, and Chas. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back to Awake Not Woke podcast. This is Chas and Sarah.
Hello.
And today's episode is going to be talking about aliens.
Yes.
So coming at this from probably a lot of different perspectives, definitely not a 101 kind of episode, just kind of some weird thoughts, things that we've found, and just going to empty our brains about aliens.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, because I have a lot of thoughts on this subject, but I know nothing for certain, nothing at all. And a lot of the stuff we talk about in this podcast as a whole, I feel like I can vouch for a lot of the things we talk about. I really feel and know some of these things that we're talking about at a deeper level. And this is not one of those things at all. And I still find it interesting. I still think it's part of the conversation. Anything that pushes you to think outside the box, question your reality, is worth talking about. And aliens is one of those classic conspiracy subjects that comes up. And we had to have an episode. We had to have at least one alien episode to have on this podcast. So I want to make clear too that this is not going to be at all an exhaustive educational coverage of alien lore. Actually, I'm not going to go into much of the lore at all, whether like the wars and the different races and which ones are friends with which ones and which ones created which ones. And I'll link a podcast in the show notes that I listen to that does a pretty good like listing of all the races and some of the lore behind it. But that's not this podcast.
No.
To start the conversation, I want to talk about the first time I remember, since starting this awakening process, thinking about aliens. And it was before 2020. But not too long before, I watched the Joe Rogan Experience episode with Tom DeLonge. And for those of you who do not know, Tom DeLonge, yes, the one from Blink-182, is really into aliens. And if you're a Blink-182 fan, you probably already know that because he has a lot of songs about aliens and abductions and stuff. So it's not like a surprise that he's into aliens. But this episode was, I think, from 2017. And he was just launching his business called To the Stars Academy. I think it's just called To the Stars now. But it was this organization that, and media company, I should say, that makes blog posts, movies, TV shows, books about aliens, essentially. And what he was telling Joe on this podcast was, I've always been really into aliens and I found out some stuff. I just made some connections and I figured out some stuff. And the FBI or CIA, I don't even think he went into much detail about which organization reached out to him. But he said, they reached out to me. They were like, hey, how do you know this stuff? You know too much stuff. And they wanted to work with him. And he essentially was saying they wanted him to produce media content to tell the public about this information. It's a really good episode, and Joe is just fucking hilarious because Joe is so skeptical the whole time, and he's like, so you're just making, you're making fucking books like about aliens? And Tom DeLonge's all into it. But we'll talk a little more about my thoughts on what the To the Stars Academy is doing in a little bit, but that's like where I started with this episode, because that was the first time I remember really thinking like, huh, so like the FBI and the CIA like really do know a lot more than we're thinking. So
as with most things when it comes to the government.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing that Tom said to Joe is that specifically a body was found during the Cold War, like an alien life form body was found during the Cold War. Tom said that with confidence, and I just wanted to point that out because when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, that's awesome. But I've heard it a lot of different places.
Yeah. I think it was maybe within the last like 10 or 12 years. I can't remember. It was called like Sirius or something like that. It was like this little alien body thing. There was a whole documentary on it. And
well, there is an alien race called the Sirians. And so, yeah, allegedly. Who knows? Yeah.
So my background knowledge with aliens is much different.
That's why it's a good podcast.
I think the first time, I mean, aliens have been brought up, I guess, the little green man pretty much my whole life.
Yep.
But when I was about 17, 18 years old, one of my best friends and I, we basically spent an entire summer watching Ancient Aliens, which is now just like this whole freaking own religion and cult and just really stupid thing of its own. But at the time, you know, I didn't know really anything. We were two girls coming from a super strict church. So to us, watching something like this on TV, we were just beside ourselves.
Yeah.
So much so that we even committed to getting tattoos.
Love so, that. Little UFOs.
Yeah. So Ancient Aliens is not really going to be a part of this conversation at all.
Not because, at all. But that's just where you started.
That's just kind of where it all started.
For sure.
But what I found super interesting in all of this, a bunch of things, but the fact that some people think that aliens might just be demons.
Yeah.
So that's a whole lot to unpack. And I don't know if you kind of want to cover anything else about your Joe Rogan episode that you were talking about, but that's something that I'm really pumped to just like chat.
Just go about. Into. Yeah. Okay. I have a bunch of information that's just kind of some tidbits here and there on alien history, I guess, and the development of UFOs throughout the time here in America over the last like couple decades or so. So let's talk about that and just kind of get all my information out of the way that just covers some of these topics. And then we'll just talk for a little bit about both of our thoughts on these things.
That's where a lot of my stuff is.
Great. Yeah. No, and a lot of my thoughts align more with that type of thinking, but I do think it's only fair to talk about all these other aspects, especially considering this is a huge part of the conspiracy community and we're in and out of that community quite often. So Tom DeLonge was one of the first things to really set off my radar and make me want to look into this more. And this had to have been like 2018 or 2019 before the pandemic started, but not long before the pandemic started. And I was still like, my mind was starting to open at this time, but not fully. So I heard that. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Didn't know he was doing all that. Moved on. 2020 started and I learned about Bob Lazar. So Bob Lazar lives in Michigan, which is cool. But in the 80s, he really kicked off a lot of UFO talk. So Bob Lazar is a guy who was a whistleblower on Area 51 stuff. And he's another one of these, like, this is really believable. You kind of, if you believe what Bob Lazar is saying, it really does add a lot of depth to this UFO conversation. Because what Bob Lazar's story is he was hired by like the FBI or CIA or something. He was hired by Area 51 to reverse engineer UFOs that we had. And he saw these UFOs. He cannot explain all the technology. Like, he tried his best to reverse engineer it, but he like couldn't. And it was very top secret.
And when you say UFOs, it's like literal, like, flying saucer, nut and bolt, metal. Okay.
Not nut and bolt, because he said there were no like connecting pieces. It was all very smooth.
Okay.
But like, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But like a physical.
Yeah. Ship. Like a tangible thing.
Yeah. Not like a portal or something.
Or a cloud.
Yeah. Not a cloud. Not a cloud. No, it was like a physical technology thing.
Okay.
And he went to MIT and he was like this really smart engineer kind of guy. So he got hired in his 20s to do this in like the late 80s, I think, and was like super stoked about it at first, but then some sketchy stuff started happening. Go listen to that. I'll link all these references that I have in the show notes, but he has a JRE episode as well where he kind of goes over his story. And there's also a documentary out on Netflix, I think, about Bob Lazar. So again, not giving you like the full rundown of the history and everything, but Bob Lazar says he saw this stuff and he was very skeptical as a person of all this stuff. Even today, he's like, I don't like UFOs. I don't want to talk about UFOs. I'm more interested in the technology. Like, I felt like I was on the cutting edge of technology. And he talked about technology that like would create gravity, which is not something we can do right now.
Wow.
And all kinds of crazy like cloaking technology, crazy fucking sci-fi shit that he claims the government had and they were trying to figure out how to work with. But something he did really run home in the JRE episode was, I was very skeptical the whole time. They would like put him through these weird like paperwork and tests and stuff where he felt like he was being tested, because they would throw at him like really crazy information that he was like, I mean, if it wasn't the people, like if it wasn't the literal government agency giving me this information, I wouldn't even believe it. So he had a suspicion that because this was such a confidential project, they were taking these precautions that he said he knows that these government agencies do this, where they give false information to a bunch of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone leaks it, they know who leaked it. So like, it's kind of like
a trap.
Yeah. Or like in Game of Thrones, Littlefinger told all these different people that he was going to a different location.
Right.
And then when it leaked out, he knew which person tattled on him. So Bob Lazar says the government does this. And that's what he felt like was happening. Like, he felt like there was some weird little, like, two specific things happening. And he felt like it was kind of sketchy. And to this day, he's like, I don't know, man. I just know what I saw. They tried to delete his MIT records. Like, this was before the internet. So he didn't have all this online.
Right.
Paper trail to show. So he had to like dig through these like newspaper archives to find proof that he went to MIT. There was like a photo of him at an MIT event in a newspaper or something. Like, he really had to work to prove that he was who he said he was. So that happened in the early 90s, late 80s. So that was like a huge conversation, really set off the UFO talk, really got people talking. And really got people talking about like aliens specifically, like UFOs came from space, like came from the cosmos, that kind of talk. And then another like really earth shattering event. This is not chronological. Probably should have said it kind of chronological. I'm kind of going backward, but Betty and Barney Hill. And then there's also like Roswell, which was like this attack, a lot of different stuff. I might even still have notes on that, but. Anyway, Betty and Barney Hill was a very famous abduction case in the 60s. Oh, you have to. I can't believe you haven't listened to this already. Betty and Barney Hill claims to be abducted. They were abducted in like this rural desert area. They were driving home from Canada or something like that. And they later, because they had 2 hours that they just cannot remember. They woke up like...
There's a movie based on their story, I think, too.
Probably. But her, like Betty's dress was torn. Like they knew that they had been had time missing, but they didn't know what happened.
Heard this.
Yeah, and then they got hypnotized to remember what happened. And their stories were extremely similar under hypnosis. Like previously, before the hypnosis, didn't remember anything. After hypnosis, they give similar stories. So again, very convincing. Bob Lazar is very convincing. Betty and Barney Hill are very convincing. So this is all stuff to talk about. And now I'm going to kind of do a little sidetrack conversation and then we'll get into talking about like our thoughts. Because the reason I listed those things was because those are very convincing things that I take into consideration as like a serious thing to consider. Like the Betty and Barney Hill, the Bob Lazar stuff. These are serious people with serious information. So put that on hold. We're going to talk just about the different types of aliens because I do think that's important also to understand that there are allegedly a ton of different races of aliens. And people who are into this, like really are into this. And I'm just going to list a couple because I do think it's really interesting to consider that. So first one, reptilians. Go listen to our reptilians episode. They are a race of alien species, allegedly. And then we have the Greys or the Zeta Reticulan. And I've heard some sources say they're the same thing. Some sources say they're different things. But these are like large head, large eyes. They have gray skin. This is like a very classic alien thing. And then the little green men is another conversation where some people think they're like related to the Greys or like a type of the Greys because they also have that large head, large eyes, classic alien look. So those are all possibilities. And then we have the Pleiadians, which are human-like. They have very gentle features. They're supposed to be like the quote good aliens and they're very loving and caring. Some people say they're like guardians of the earth. Like I think Lori Ladd talks to the Pleiadians
a lot.
Aren't
they like giant also? Like they're big.
I think so. Yeah. And they're also like is a couple different races where they can either be regular size or gigantic. So I don't know if they're like the all gigantic because then there's like I'll skip a couple for a second. The Anunnaki are these giants and the Anunnaki some people believe are the Nephilim.
Yes.
Or whatever from the Bible. The Anunnaki were also, they were worshipped by the Sumerians, like the ancient civilization of Sumer. There's a lot of record on those, like for the Anunnaki. So they're definitely giant. You also have the Syrians, which are like ocean human aliens that are always allegedly seen at oceans, like going into the ocean, living in under the sea kind of thing. And then we have Arcturians, which I also think Lori Ladd channels, and they have large heads, blue skin. They're supposed to be the most ancient race, and I think they're a little more humanoid-like. So a lot of different aliens to talk about. Ugh. Again, look up the lore yourself because it's interesting, but I don't know if I believe any of it. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm not saying it's true.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And then another thing... Again, this is all going to seem very disjointed, but I'm going to like bring it all together once we start talking about our own our own information. There's a American Horror Story season. Again, sounds very disjointed, but it's about aliens. I think it was the most recent one that came out. It was only half the season because it was called Double Feature. And the first half was about vampires and the second half is about aliens. And that season as a whole is like very filled with predictive programming. I mean, in the vampire half of the season, they literally at one point was like, wow, those rumors about people sucking baby's blood in Hollywood must be true.
Oh
like
my
they
God.
Just straight up said that. And I'm like, oh my God. And the vampires came from a drug that made you really creative and made you able to produce master pieces of like plays or music or whatever. So everyone in Hollywood was like taking it. Anyway, sidetrack. The alien part of the story was the plot was Eisenhower found a body during the Cold War, made contact. And yeah, they could have been making this just because it's a popular rumor that goes around, whatever. Yeah. But the reason I wanted to bring all this up together is because I personally feel a little psyop-y in this chain of events, I should say, because again, I started with Tom DeLonge and I'm hearing him say like, people just, they're not ready for this information. We have to release it to the public slowly. We have to release it in fiction. So they think it's like, they get used to the idea. And then when we spring it on them, they already know about it. When you say it, it kind of like, at first you're like, yeah, okay. And then you think about it and you're like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. If zombies were outside my door, I wouldn't already be used to it because I saw The Walking Dead.
Right.
Like, that's not how that works. But Tom DeLonge is very convinced. I think he might be like a innocent bystander in this situation where the FBI might be using him to, because he genuinely believes this is what he's doing. I think they are using him to perpetuate the psyop. Because when I think of disseminating information through pop culture, I think of predictive programming, not telling the truth necessarily. And if they are telling the truth, it's a telling the truth in a way that's going to make you disbelieve it. Because, oh, I just saw that in that TV show. That can't be real. I saw Eisenhower find a body in American Horror Story. That's not a real story. That was just an American Horror Story.
Yeah.
So that's what I think with all this information.
Yeah. And I think going back to what you said about the truth being, you know, in fiction and movies and whatever, I think it's also, it might not be necessary. It could be a way to desensitize people and then make them more comfortable with the idea, or just simply making people feel literally nuts when people discover things that maybe they're true, and then they'll second guess themselves.
Yeah.
Because there's, oh, I saw that in a movie, or yep, you know, whatever. Actually, even there's another movie that back in the day I watched called The Fourth Kind, and it's kind of like a weird,
is it like Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind? Just The Fourth Kind?
I think it's just called The Fourth Kind. I'd have to look it up. But first of all, at like 17, 18 years old with no prior knowledge on anything, freaked me out.
Yeah.
Second of all, it talks about ancient Sumeria. It talks about, you know, the abductions and then people speaking Sumerian languages. So my whole point with all of this is that if in fact the idea is to kind of gaslight people in a way what better way to do it than in these movies? That's, it would make total sense. I also think that desensitizing, predictive programming are definitely things. But like you said, just because I watched The Walking Dead, like if I saw a zombie outside, I'd shit my pants still. Yeah, like I wouldn't just be calm about that.
For sure.
But at the same time, in addition to all of that, you know, they are bringing up the whole UFO talk again, the Pentagon documents, all of that.
Yeah.
And people are, it's not, even just somebody that I was talking to not that long ago was like, so what do you think about all this UFO? Mm-hmm. Like, I think people are also coming at it from a curious angle now and less of a fearful thing, which I think previously it would have been like scary, you know? Uh-huh. And I'm sure there are still scared people, but.
Yeah. And so it's interesting you brought up the Pentagon stuff too, because that was another thing that I wanted to talk about, because again, it's something that it's like, this is serious information. This isn't just like a crazy conspiracy theorist, like coming up with crazy theories. This is like government organizations that people normally trust giving out this information. And Tom DeLonge is publicly working with past and current CIA and FBI people. But another thing that's really like, we should consider this is the Galactic Federation.
Yeah.
Donna talks about it in our episode with her in our We As Me series, We As Me number 2. But it's come up in the news in the last few years as well. I don't know if you remember when, and before I say that, I should say the Galactic Federation is allegedly a federation, a council of all the different races that discuss politics and stuff. And I think like Rick and Morty, because I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it's based off of, is the they might even call it the Galactic Federation in Rick and Morty.
I don't know.
Anyway, but that's like what people think it is. And in 2020, a retired Israeli general who is also the space security chief, so like Space Force chief of Israel, came out and said that ETs have been in contact with the government for years. The Galactic Federation is real, and they've been in contact with all these governments. He said that Trump was going to declassify all this information, but the Galactic Federation told him not to. And he was just, yeah, he like came out in public and people were like just briefly talking about it for a little bit.
Was this like on a news station or at like a conference?
One or the other. I think it might have been on like a news station. And yeah, it was like, it was picked up by the news and kind of just like brushed over. And now my thoughts on all this, again, is kind of psyop-y, but all of this kind of revolves around space being real. And I'm not saying that, I don't know what space is. I know that God is real. I've felt and experienced God. I know that you have the power within you to manifest anything. I know these things. I don't know anything about space and I don't know anything about aliens. But my belief is that space in the galaxy and the solar system are more than likely, or more likely, I should say, energetic properties that are affecting us at some subatomic level. I don't know if it's a real place. Like, I don't know if the planets are real. I don't know if the Earth is flat. I don't know if there's a fucking firmament. I don't know if the planets are inside or outside of the firmament. Don't know any of that. But I think the planets are these energetic bodies that affect us at some energetic level. And I think they could also be physical manifestations of different energetic dimensions. So if we are so focused on aliens being physical, aliens are coming here in spaceships, aliens are floating around up there in space, we are focused on them being physical beings in space. We're not thinking about space being fake or real or whatever. We're like, no, space is real and there's aliens out there.
Right.
Like, those are ingrained in this philosophy. So I think that it could be a really intricate psyop to keep people focused on space being real, because if they realize it's fake, they realize that this is all a journey about me. The space is all about me. All of my astrological, my astrology chart, my birth chart, like all these astrological energies are affecting me and are within me. Those are the macrocosm of the microcosm. And I think that too, like for a lot of different reasons, but Bob Lazar was only shown these very specific things. And then he came out and told the public, yeah, there's physical spacecraft. And again, he could be an innocent bystander.
Yeah.
But he's perpetuating the idea that they're physical aliens with physical ships and physical things. Now, I do think aliens could still be real, but I think they'd more likely be interdimensional.
And that
leads us into your stuff.
Yeah. I think the interdimensional is probably the most convincing for me. I'm pretty much on the same page as you as far as this is something I do not know. To be honest, I don't even know that I would feel confident enough to say this is what I believe. All right. I know is that there's a whole lot of stuff out there and it bends my brain. And that's why I like talking about it.
For sure. I just wanted to say, I don't even think I believe it, but like, it's like the top of the list of most likely.
Yeah. And I really, one thing that... with conspiracy theories, it's coming out now that many of these theories aren't theories at all, and they're friggin' true, which, unfortunate, surprise, whatever, irrelevant. But one thing when it comes to space and aliens, I think it's such a topic that there's so much info out there and so much craziness that when you first get into conspiracy theories, it's kind of like a rush. You know, you go down the rabbit hole and all these crazy things. And with space and aliens, it kind of takes me back into that place of just like, holy shit. So that's why I really like talking about it. That was just my kind of, I wanted to say personal, that I don't anecdote, really know.
Yeah.
But the interdimensional thing, I feel like, is probably the most convincing.
And I want to say too that with all these races and lore and stuff, a lot of them can travel interdimensionally.
Yeah.
With the idea of space being real included. But I personally think it's more likely that I think we're the meat beings. I don't think there's any other meat beings.
I don't think that there's any other meat beings either. I think that with interdimensional beings, when you're coming from higher dimensions into a third dimensional reality, we know that things vibrate at a slower level. So when things vibrate at that lower level, it kind of condenses into that more quote unquote solid form.
Matter. Yeah.
So these interdimensional beings may manifest as things that maybe could be interpreted as meat bodies, but I don't think that that's what it is.
Like projections, ghost entity type deal.
Yeah. Like it's just, they come from such a higher place that when they come down to this lower, everything is slowed down enough that, and maybe we don't even know what we're seeing. If people have claimed to see these aliens or ghosts or whatever, maybe it's that person's unique perspective on what they're looking at, because if everything is energy and electric, I mean, what I'm looking at could be vastly different than what you could be looking at. Your red might be my green.
Oh,
like,
God,
you know
I've
what I mean?
Thought about that.
So I think it could be something like that too. Also, one thing that I've kind of thought about in preparation for this is space. What if space is just like a portal? I mean,
no, that's what I think too about like space is the physical manifestations of these other dimensions, and to go to space would be to go to these other dimensions. So if you go, if you actually can go to space, I would imagine that doing so would be just like a portal to these higher dimensions.
Yeah. Or going outside of space, what we look at and see as space could be a portal to literally anywhere. This is where you can even talk about time travel
or multiverse theory,
because with time travel we think of, well, not we, but some people think of time travel as like linear, you know, like I can travel from the 60s all the way to like 3040. But with actual interdimensional time travel, it's dimensional. It's not time, because time isn't real in those places. Time is a man-made construct that we have created in this dimensional reality.
Oh my God. Have you seen the movie Watchmen? It's like a DC comic movie.
Definitely not. No.
Okay. My boyfriend and I started watching it last night, and I am not normally into superhero stuff, but this particular one was really interesting because the guy got like electrocuted and turned into this like ethereal being that could experience time differently. And
maybe.
I feel like there's a lot of these themes where Hollywood purposely makes these subjects very literal and confusing, and they add so much complexity to it that it gives room for all this debate. Like, was it from this galaxy? Was it from that galaxy?
Right.
And that's why it almost even solidifies this idea that they're interdimensional and that they are existing on these other dimensional planes, because Hollywood perpetuates this idea that they're physical, and oftentimes the opposite of what Hollywood is doing is a good thing to look into.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just really interesting. Sorry. I just thought of the Watchmen thing and
this is exactly how I wanted this conversation to go about aliens, because I don't have any bullet points or like sincere notes on history or anything like that. It's honestly just stuff that makes my mind go a little crazy, to the point of I used to get so overwhelmed by the idea of space because it's so vast, and like real or fake is irrelevant in my brain when I think about that, because we don't know. And that is the thing that's the shit that I think about at nighttime. Like, is how do you even wrap your mind around that? You can't. And then when it comes to the like conspiracy end of things, interdimensional beings, reptilians, parasites, hosts, all of it, if you kind of try to make these pieces fit together, it can make for a really convincing case on the people that are in leadership or powers that be or what. I mean, that's just weird. Like, it's really, really freaking weird, dude.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too, that's really interesting that I should clarify is that, again, I don't know anything. And even what I'm saying, I believe this. It's just like, I think that might be the most likely. So when I say that I believe that aliens are mainly or entirely interdimensional, that also doesn't cancel out that I believe they were in contact with the government.
Oh, for sure. There's CIA like I know you found like the Gateway experience.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that there's multiple other CIA documents.
No, there are.
Alien, UFO.
Yeah.
So like, why is that even there?
Yeah, the Stargate files are a lot of files about like UFO and weird shit. But yeah, no, and I'm pretty sure that there is talk about the Galactic Federation in some of these files. Of course there is. But yeah, no, I would certainly believe that whatever these beings are, they are in contact with the government, and maybe they do have some technology, but it's like interdimensional technology that is made up of metals and substances that we don't have because they are made in some interdimensional processes. Like, just because I don't necessarily believe that they're physical and coming here in spaceships doesn't mean that is negated. And again, I still don't know what I really believe, because flat earth, hollow earth, round earth, I've never been to outer space, so I can't know for sure. But I do know that there's a lot of weird shit when it comes to space. I mean, the fact alone that the moon is rotating in two different directions, but we somehow only see one face of it, seems literally impossible to me. And a lot of the creation of Earth story seems impossible. Like, we were just like some big microbial soup, and there was just like some magical transformation, and all of a sudden life was created. You know, some scientists believe that is so statistically incredibly rare that they don't even believe in aliens at all, because they think it could have only happened once, like on a infinite scale. They still think it was so impossible that it could have only happened once. So a lot of things about space and where it comes from, where we come from, make me question things. But
it also makes you think of the Matrix sort of theory. I can't remember where I saw this, but it was one.
You mean like simulation theory?
Yeah, yeah. Like that we live in kind of like that computer-esque sort of program. So one abductee said, or someone who stumbled upon a UFO, I can't remember. This was a long ass time ago, but they mentioned that the UFO that they came across was not anything physically tangible. They could, from a distance, it looked physically tangible, but up close, it was just a series of like ones and zeros and like freaking binary or whatever that's called. Yeah, so binary code. Yeah. So up close, that's what it was. And I don't what do you even make of that?
Right.
Like, I don't even understand.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of the moon, there's a lot of theory that the moon is actually just an alien base that was put there by aliens to observe us. That I mean, the whole dark side of the moon conspiracy, right, that space is real and everything, but we just haven't gone back to the moon because of what we found there. All kinds of crazy stuff. I, again, personally think that they're probably more likely interdimensional. And that you bring up the simulation theory, I'm still kind of more in a realm boat more than anything.
Yeah.
I listened to a episode of Tinfoil Hat recently, actually the one with Alex Jones in it. Great episode. Pretty sure Alex Jones was hammered, but it's fine. It was great. But they talked a lot about Flat Earth, and Eddie Bravo was on there, and they had some kid on there who made a Flat Earth documentary that's coming out recently or something like that. And he was talking about like the ice wall and Antarctica is, and this is not a Flat Earth episode by any means, but Antarctica is allegedly supposed to be this ice wall. And then after the ice wall, there's just more land. Like, it just keeps going on maybe forever, but like in one direction, not in like space forever. It's just like Earth, land, land on land. It's like Minecraft. It just infinitely renders as you go. So that sounds like a fucking realm to me.
Right.
Like, it sounds like a realm. And I totally think that could be a possibility too, because that would mean that like, if there were physical aliens, they could be coming from outside of the ice wall, and there might be more technology outside of that ice wall that they have and they've developed that we just don't know about. And again, I don't necessarily believe that, but
I wonder how the ice wall relates to like the Great Flood. Like, was there maybe there wasn't even ice before, and it was something that occurred after the fact? Because didn't they find like freaking woolly mammoths and shit like in frozen in ice, fully intact with like plants in their stomachs?
I think so. Yeah. And there's also a lot of like strangeness in Antarctica in non-flat earth conspiracies. Like, some people think there's pyramids in Antarctica. There's some people that think, like, I mean, there's something fucking happening in Antarctica, but that this conversation is relevant to aliens too, because again, what's up there? What are they hiding? Could it be another Area 51 situation? I think I've heard people talk about that too.
Jeez.
I mean, you can't go to Antarctica. Like, you can't go. People think you can just like go and vacation there, but you can only go for like a few months out of the year. You have to get all these special clearances. And then if anything happens, you can't go at all. Mr. Beast actually tried to go to Antarctica and everybody just got COVID and he has to wait another year, which I just don't, I don't believe.
I don't. In the whole abductions thing, I have spent a lot of time thinking about too, because I don't want to be the person to like confirm or deny anybody's personal experience by any means. However, if people's abduction stories are true, like what is actually going on? Because some people believe that they are like spiritually removed from their bodies. Some people believe they're physically removed from their bodies. The people driving in the car, they can't remember anything. Like, I think there's also potential for abductions to be maybe like astral projections, mm-hmm. intentional or not intentional. Because if we're talking about dimensions in the potential astral realm, I mean, whether people are intending to do it or not, they could just be having these projections, or they could be induced to be having these projections by these alien species, which kind of brings me into the idea that aliens might be demons dark forces, dark energies, whatever you want to call them. That's something that I never had really considered before until recently. But it kind of is weird.
It sounds honestly plausible. I mean, because ancient people wouldn't know the difference between an interdimensional being and a fucking devil, like, or a demon or something. So if aliens and demons are the same thing, it would kind of just depend on your personal context as to what you would identify that as. So if there's these like more ancient people or biblical age people who are abducted by aliens, that would definitely be like a demonic experience.
Yeah. And one thing that I had heard too in a video recently was when the angels fell. So a lot of this is where the Nephilim conversation comes into play. Someone actually made the claim that it was like a third of the angels or something, which they claimed would be like 30 to 50 plus million of these aliens or angels that had fallen. 30 to 50 plus million at that time. So if all of these 30 to 50 plus million procreated with the people on Earth, I mean, you could talk about bloodlines and things mm-hmm. of that nature too, because that just goes 4 days.
And the Bible talks about people being giants, right?
Oh, yeah. And Genesis 6 is like the classic chapter of Nephilim. I've read it like 14 times and it's just nuts.
There's a lot of mythology surrounding like Atlantis and stuff as mm-hmm. well, with like the people of Atlantis were one of these type of alien race type people.
Yep.
And they created humans or interbred with humans or something along those lines.
Could, like, be one of the 30 to 50 plus million.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, again, because we're not going into this and I'm not well versed in it, this lore, but there's a lot of lore saying like some specific aliens are procreating with humans for the bloodline, but then there's some that say they are like genetically engineering different humans. Ew. And hybrids and stuff. That's what the whole American Horror Story thing was about, was the, I think, the Greys. And the lore behind the Greys is that they are essentially like slave races, like they're a slave race of people that were created and they can't reproduce. Like, they don't even have like sex organs. It's just like a fucking Barbie doll down there. And they have to reproduce through cloning, which gets me into clone aid conversation, which,
and like transhumanism and shit mm-hmm. too.
Yep. And then in American Horror Story, they were trying to find a mother host, like a female that could actually give birth instead of like to the clones. And like, they had to find a very specific genetic person, and they kept having to fine tune the different genetics. And a lot of people think some of these races were like messed up genetic clones of certain things.
The cloning in itself is that's a slippery slope.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? One other thing too with the whole demon alien argument that I found interesting, and I think I talked to you about this a little bit earlier. This goes into a little bit of Hollow Earth talk, which I am not in any position to be giving any type of information on. But when these fallen angels happened, you know, they procreated, all of that happened. Then God allegedly banished them to the utmost parts of the earth. And some people believe that that was maybe the center of the Hollow Earth. Or if we're talking dimensions, realms, could just be a different realm. So bringing it back into the government, CERN comes in. And the God particle, I think, is what it is that CERN has operating. Have you ever, the best visual I can think of is, you've seen Stranger Things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they project that laser and the frickin' wall opens and then the black thing comes out.
Stranger Things is based off of CERN and the-
Literally this, though.
Conspiracy theory, so yeah.
If the demons are aliens, the government's been all the way talking about UFOs, aliens, and now even more recently have been talking about like those Pentagon documents. So CERN's, you know, doing all of their stuff. And I think this year they actually have like a, I don't know if it's like an experiment or some kind of thing going on, but if the goal is to open up portals or realms and potentially shift our timelines or, parallel reality. Yeah. That we were talking about before.
In the multiverse.
It would make sense that maybe these demons or aliens that were casted out are now going to be let back in. And like, maybe that's even part of the Great Reset.
And that's exactly what they were doing in Stranger Things, is like trying to let the Upside Down back in. And then like the research on psychic children, they also tapped on. There was like CIA research on psychic abilities in children and stuff. So that's where, what was her name? 11 or 7 or something?
11. 11.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where that came in. So another thing I almost forgot to talk about is my personal UFO sighting story. So when Chas and I became friends originally, I think we briefly talked about how we had a little friend group where we talk about like spiritual stuff back when we first became friends. And there were two other girls there. And one of these nights when we all hung out, everybody else left except our one other friend, and she spent the night at my house.
And I wasn't there.
And Chas was not there. It was just me and this one other girl. And we stayed up to like 3-4 in the morning, just like talking about spiritual stuff and like bonding and shit. And she starts to tell me how she thinks she was abducted by aliens. And she was very like apprehensive at first, obviously, because this is like a fucking crazy thing to say to most people, but me being open-minded was like, oh, let's talk about this. And I remember being a little skeptical because I'm naturally skeptical. Like I'm not going to just believe you, but I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to let you share your story, but it doesn't mean I'm just going to believe you. So I was listening and like asking questions. She said, I don't remember exactly a lot about her experience, and that's not like my story to tell anyway, but she would like have marks on her, like just, she didn't feel like it was hostile in any way, but she definitely had somewhat convincing experiences that could mean abduction. So we're talking about this, and then one of us was like, let's go look at the stars. Like, since we're talking about all this space stuff, let's go look at the stars. So we go out in my front yard, and we were on like the front porch at the time, but there was a like roof over our head. So we go out in the yard where we can see the stars. We're looking up at them, and I lived a little like not even like a quarter mile from a park, like very close to a park. And so we look over in the direction of the park, over the trees, over the skyline, and we see these lights in the sky. They're not blinking. They're not really moving or anything, but they are definitely not stars. They're like slightly brighter than stars, and they're not like hovering around. I thought at first maybe they were drones. Like, you know how when you see like a drone in the sky, they were not moving around at all. And they were in a perfect formation of the tree of life.
So weird.
I might have talked about this in the Kabbalah episode because it was just so crazy, but I remember seeing it and I was genuinely freaked out. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, they're not streetlights from the park nearby. They're not drones. It was really fucking late at night, so I don't know who's fucking flying drone formations at 4 in the morning in my random Amazon. Small town. Like, what? So I was really freaked out. We ended up staying up another few hours I would go out in the yard and check if they were still there several times. And I think at some point before we went to bed, they disappeared. Next morning, I go and look in that same area. No street poles, nothing in the sky weird. Still to this day, I have zero fucking clue what that was. And
UFO sightings are something that I think are so incredibly unique. And I'm skeptical of a lot of those things. But I mean, it again, it's not my place to deny or confirm somebody's personal experience on what they saw. I mean, you may have indeed seen a UFO. And then that even gets us into like what is a UFO?
I was about to say, like, a UFO is technically just an unidentified flying object.
Yeah, so it could be these smooth, sleek, you know, things that Bob was working on. Or it could be something else entirely. One thing that I found, there's this guy who, not going to lie, if you look at his research and his Facebook, he's it's kind of crazy. But his name is Jim Wilhelmsen. He wrote a book called Beyond Science Fiction. He is a Bible scholar, a pastor, and basically a UFO specialist. I mean, this guy has done tons of research. I think he either founded or is a part of a community like that helps abductees like mm-hmm. work through their like abduction traumas by way of spiritual, like, I don't know, enlightenment or like just prayer. I don't know if there's any type of maybe like exorcism shit going on. I don't really know anything about that. But his argument is that UFOs are in the Bible and that UFOs are clouds and not like cloud vapor. So in the Bible, you'll read things like God came in on a cloud or he was riding a cherub or things of that, like that. And basically he's saying that these clouds are what the UFOs are. And then when you get into other people's UFO sightings, a lot of them say that they see like a mist or a fog with a bright light in the middle of it, which I don't know if that proves anything like that. But his book, I started it. I'm only like three chapters in. Don't know if it means true, not true. I don't really care,
right.
But it is quite the rabbit hole. So if you haven't heard of him, maybe come down the rabbit hole with me and let me know, because
yeah.
I don't know what to think about that.
I'll put that in the show notes as yeah. well. So crazy. So yeah, aliens are a really, really interesting subject. And I think you could get lost down this rabbit hole. A lot of this information is also coming from channeling, which we should have a whole episode on channeling one day, but channeling is like a take it with a grain of salt at all right. times kind of thing. Cause I absolutely believe it could be a real thing. I mean, I know it's a real thing where you can channel energy. I know that to yeah. be true. Whether or not you can channel beings, aliens, consciousnesses, I think it's definitely possible. I mean, I definitely think that people have been possessed before, like exorcisms and type shit. Like
is that the demon alien?
Right. Is that an alien or is that like,
cause alien is just foreign. I mean, that's
right.
If we were to go to another country,
right, like illegal aliens. Yeah.
Like we would be considered aliens. So I think the term alien in and of itself could be part of that psyop that you were talking about
yeah.
because telling the general public that the government communicates with demons from other realms and are opening up a portal with something called the God particle.
Excuse me, they're actually extraterrestrials now.
Demi Lovato. I cannot.
I love that. For those of you who don't know, Demi Lovato fights for extraterrestrial rights and she sings to them.
She's on concerts for them.
Wait, wasn't it ghosts or was it ETs?
ET is what she called them because she felt like alien was like offensive or something.
But then she was singing to ghosts, wasn't she?
She's got like a whole podcast and like documentary like of paranormal hunting. I have not
more
seen
fucking
any of it.
PSYOP shit. Doesn't that feel so PSYOP-y? It's always like Hollywood type people who, and I'm pretty sure she came out. No, you know what? I think we already talked about this in the DID episode because I thought she might have came out saying she had DID, but I don't think
she... I think she has personality disorder. Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about that in the DID episode, but it's always people who are deeply ingrained in Hollywood. And I don't necessarily think that all of those people are evil. Like, I really don't think Demi Lovato or Tom DeLonge are evil, but I think they got in too deep to something that they couldn't handle. And now they're being used to continue this agenda.
And maybe MK Ultra is just like a shit ton of abductions.
Or maybe they're like abducting them and then cloning them. And what we're seeing is...
we're using their bodies as the host for the parasite.
That too. Like, maybe, yeah, they're like laying a egg or a consciousness like in this person. Like, is there a movie called Alien that's like...
yeah.
Comes out of their stomach or something? I don't think I've actually ever seen it.
I think they're older, but yeah.
So crazy.
I don't know. Just aliens.
What do you think the most shocking discovery when it comes to aliens would be, in your opinion? Like, would you be most... if we were invaded? Like, if... Or what if it came out that we're just working with these aliens in the government? Or, like, we go to intergalactic war? Like, what would be the craziest thing for you to happen?
I think having physical evidence well known among everybody of spiritual warfare, meaning that intergalactic kind of war. Because if the powers that be are working with the other side that's fighting this war, not the God side, but like the other side, that would be mind-blowing to me. Like, if you just like turned on the news or like saw a post on like friggin' Huffington Post or something of just like, yeah, and today intergalactic war and nothing to worry about, just stay home, lock down, like stay home, stay safe, and we're gonna go fight a bunch of fucking Nephilim or whatever.
I wouldn't even be surprised if there was UFO invasions that were entirely fake. I feel like we've talked about before, where they're just CGI and all this shit. Actually, this just reminds me of another thing I wanted to bring up in this episode. I'm glad I didn't forget, is the War of the Worlds fiasco. Do you know about this?
I don't think so.
So do you know the book War of the Worlds and the movie War of the Worlds?
I feel like I know that it's a thing, but I don't know that I've ever seen it or read it or anything like that.
Hold on.
Yeah, I definitely think having like the general public know about specifically like some kind of supernatural sort of war. I'm not talking about like, here's a picture of a UFO spotted in Texas.
Right.
No. Like, full out conference about supernatural shit.
So in 1977, War of the Worlds, which was originally an H.G. Wells novel, was turned into a radio drama. And at the beginning of the radio drama, they were like, this is a radio drama. This is all fiction. It's fake. Here's the story. But the format was an actual news radio reporter reporting on a invasion that was happening. So it was fake, but it was in the style of like, this just in on News Radio 104, aliens have touched down and they're making contact. And then like the alien starts attacking the host and there's like, like I'm being attacked. They're coming for us. And people would tune into this after the beginning. So they already said this is fake. And like throughout the show, they said this is fake, but people didn't think it was fake. People thought it was genuinely real. And for a moment in 1977, there was a bunch of people who were fucking freaking out thinking that we were being abducted by aliens and like attacked by aliens. So I thought of that because A, that could have been a test run just to see how fucking stupid everybody was. Like, let's just see if people freak out about this.
And they were just like, psych.
Yeah. Or maybe like, let's just see if people freak out or if they're excited or if they're like ready to fight. Like, where's our American public at when it comes to alien invasion? Like, let's just see. But yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if there was a War of the Worlds type thing, but they were trying to claim it was legitimate and just saying like, we're locking down because there's an alien invasion, but there's just not.
Can you imagine like a press conference with like
Jen Psaki?
Yeah. Oh my God. And like they're just asking about like supernatural occurrences and she's like, we're sure to circle back. We'll circle back to that.
Great question. Let's circle back.
Flips through binder.
Oh my fucking God.
Like what? I don't know.
Crazy, crazy shit. Well, is there anything else you want to touch on before we are done?
No, I could talk about this forever, but it would just be a lot of like what?
Yeah, a lot of that. Great. If the listener has any input on aliens, hit us up.
Also, if you've been abducted or seen a UFO, would love to know.
Absolutely.
No judgment.
No judgment at all. Literally none. I mean,
no, I just genuinely want to know.
Donna's been on the Creation Lightship, so.
If you've been on Creation Lightship, let us know.
Yeah, there's a lot of users on the Creation Lightship.
What your
website,
job was so there?
Donna was a cook. Anyway. Yeah, I think that's everything. Hit us up if you have alien information. Before we go, we had a donator recently, so shout out to Mike in Sacramento. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike.
In the morning. And if you are finding value from this podcast, maybe consider donating yourself. If you donate enough, we'll read whatever note you send us, even if it's just saying hi or you just want to comment on something, whatever. If you can donate, that might happen. So check out our show notes for the Value for Value shop. And yeah, I guess we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Demi Lovato.